This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Platforms Ukuthi. We will be joined by Lloyd, who is an artist. So now we are going to be having a conversation with him right here on air. Uzobe khona ke somlanda on the phone. So ake simuzwe ke Lloyd igama lakhe ke langempela, who is Thumisang Kekana and was born in Kamaskral Pretoria. His journey waqala nje during his high school, where he started producing deep house tracks before transitioning to hip hop beats and finally into amapiano. So good morning and welcome on MUT Radio, Sam.
So how are you?
Sikhona mfowethu, we are fine. Ngingezwa kuwena. No, sikhona nathi. No, thank you so much. Mhlawumbe nje just because of time, because nje sesela only a few minutes, just to give us more, but ngoba on 9 o'clock sizobe sesiya ke endabeni, maybe you can take you after izindaba mangabe khona esizobe singakuqedelanga. But because of time, can you just give us more about who are we speaking with on air, just to give us more details ukuthi ubani, qhamuka kuphi nendawo?
Grew up in Accrington, same area in Pretoria.
Yeah.
And then I'm now residing in Laval, and that is where my whole career started. So yeah, I'm a cool guy, very down to earth. I don't talk too much. That's what actually is my role, and
Okay, no, thank you so much. Ukuthi, I just wanted to speak about your track, the latest one. Yo, what a hit, man. I played it before the last one, Bruno Mars, Leave the Door Open, because I just thought sizobe sesi usungena after yona longo. Can you please give us more ngayo lengoma, just into details, because it hit. I don't want to lie. Anganomi leti mhlaba wakithi, or the one that says umfana, yes, lomfana. But I played you umhlaba wakithi. I don't know whether it is the latest one.
The latest one that's out, or the latest one that I'm about to release?
The latest one that is out now.
Mhlaba wakithi is a song that we thought about as we were creating the instrumental of the song. So we had wanted to initially create something original, right? So that didn't work. So we came up with an idea of making a song from trying to bring it back to life and just incorporate it with a piano and let's see how we can move the mistake of an opinion. So that's how it came about. So another reason for us to make that song is that there is a election, so we just actually wanted
to
with the election a month. So that's another reason why we made that song. So we just tried to bring the old vibe back into the new school, but in a more modern way. So that's how
that song
came about.
No, thank you so much. Just to ask Ukuthi, since we started by deep house and you moved to hip hop beats, and then now usu kwamapiano, what makes you to circulate all these genres? Mhlambe usazobuya kwi deep house, hayi ukuthi sengishiye for good, I will come back.
I've always been someone that that's very inquisitive, that's very I like trying new things, I like trying that's why I jump ship, to different genres and see how which one can really work for me. So moving to the deep house music, because it was a tough decision, because Smokey's house is mostly underground, you know? Mostly underground. It's more like mainstream music. Like, back then, there was no mainstream music. You know? So, like, I had to, like, move to a genre that's, like, going to, like, bring in the core of the world. You know what I'm saying? So, from making people to hip hop, it was just like that. And then from hip hop to piano, because I saw, you need to move with the times as well, you know? So, as I saw with the piano, the hip hop deteriorated, I had to, like, make another tough decision to move from a comfortable genre to, like, an uncomfortable genre. And it was not that uncomfortable because I already had, like, a deep house background. So, like, deep house and amapiano is, like, more or less the same, but just add, like, different elements. And so that's how it transitioned like that, because I actually wanted to move with the time. But as well, I just wanted to stretch my talent different moments in the genre.
No, okay, no, thank you so much. Because of time, ngicela ukuthi sihambe siyindabeni, and then when we come back, we'll just wrap up this conversation and just to give us more. Ukuthi if people want to book you, bakuthola phi and social media platforms, kanjalo kanjalo. The future, this is the Weekend Breakfast with the King of OB. Yes, the King of OB. Remember that on air we had a conversation with Lloyd, who is a real name, Kamalakege Utumisenke Kana, and was born in Hammarskraal, Pretoria. His journey in music began during in high school days, where he started producing deep house tracks before transitioning. Yes, Lonage transitioning to hip hop beats, and in finally finding his entry in amapiano. So angazi noma ke ukhona, yes ukhona ke la on air. So Mr. Lloyd, siphinde ke sikwamukela on MET Radio.
Sure.
No, just to continue with this conversation, I want maybe to tell me more of izinto ezibalekile that you mhlambe ke that you can describe. Ngifuna uthini mina kahle, can you describe kahle your creative process and when writing new music or producing a song?
Okay, how I do it is I actually create music according to how I feel. Like, when I get into studio, I make a song according to how I feel. Sometimes just, you know, make those songs with Google and just for the people when you go and play a gig, right?
Yeah.
But most of the time, I just make music according to how I feel. And I think that gives the consumer the kind of experience that I was going through while making the song. You understand? I feel like we get to understand each other through the song, you know? Because what I understand is that, like, the music is like a universal language. So, however, you know, we get to understand each other through the song. So I make music through, like, according to how I see.
No, thank you so much. I just want to go back where you began your journey of music. Ukuthi, what inspired you to start your music career, and how has your sound evolved over time?
I believe it's a gift, man. It's a gift from God.
Yeah.
So, like, growing up as a young kid, my mom always wants to tell me, because she sings at church, right? So she used to tell me, like, I used to go up to her while she was singing, and then, like, maybe, like, because there was obviously, like, at churches, there's, like, a stage, obviously, there's, like, the worship music, and then there's, like, a set of drums. I would just stand up and go to, like, the set of drums and sing the clean there. So I think, it's a gift that I acquired from God, and it started from there, man. Like, I used to create my own drums in the house, just listening to gospel music, because my mom listens to a lot of gospel music. So, like, that's how it started. So, And then fast forward, growing up as well, like fast forward high school, that's when I got introduced to like a particular program of like making, you know, songs. And that's when I actually started making beats at the age of 14 in grade 8 in 2011. That's like so long ago. And that's how it all started. And I started following people like Black Coffee. I started following people like Juke Soul. I started following people like Jimmy Tavini. You know, and as time went, as I transitioned to like another genre, I also got like really inspired by other producers like Vuchiko Dope, Mesh B, Hype 1108. It's like a long list of people that inspired me to like actually really, you know, go and push, you know, and I like internationally as well. Have producers like Metro Boomin, you know, you have 808 Mafia. So like a dynamic of people that inspired me to, you know, to keep it going and never stop. And then obviously transitioning into Amapiano as well, you know, with the people that are there in the mainstream as well, you know, because you listen to the sound and they inspire you to keep it going. So it's been a colorful journey, I don't want to lie. And yeah, I believe it's a gift from God, and that's how it all started, just from like a very young age until this day in God's world.
No, thank you so much. Mina, what I can tell you with an assurance is that Mhlaba Wakithi is such a beautiful music, and since it is the system now on the Weekend Breakfast, for sure, every Saturdays and Sunday, you're going to be hearing it coming to you live from MUT Radio. Yeah. No, thank you so much, Lloyd, for your time. I just appreciate it. You continue producing and making such beautiful music, Ibe Yinhle. And I wish you all the best. I want to see you provincially or even internationally.
Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. Appreciate you guys for having me. And I really hope that we'll meet one day at these gigs.
Yeah.
Come to Durban one day. Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No, thank you so much. Mhlaba, if they want to book you, social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, bakthola kuphi?
On Instagram, it's LAUD Lord _ZA. On my Facebook page is Lord _worldwide.
It's Lloyd?
Worldwide.
Okay.
Lord Worldwide on Facebook. And on Instagram is Lord _ZA.
No, thank you so much. There is no number if they want to book
No, it's my number. Tough. They'll just get like the numbers on my bio, because I have my manager's number on the bio. So they'll just make calls and let's make it happen.
No, thank you so much. May you enjoy the rest of your day, Sam.
Thank you so much, man. Same applies to you, yeah?
No, thank you. And that was Lloyd, who is a music singer. I've played you Mhlaba Wakithi. It is a beautiful music. Utela pana on IG, which is Instagram. It's Lloyd _ ZA. And lapana on Facebook, it's Lloyd _worldwide. Hambage uzomthola producing and making such beautiful music. So ikhona ke nenye ke ozoyizwa ke. But before we get on music, let us start here.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.